This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that a free, open, inclusive, prosperous and rules-based Indo-Pacific is vital for peace and progress of the entire region. He said peace, security and stability of South China Sea is in the interest of the entire Indo-Pacific region. The Prime Minister was speaking at the 19th East Asia Summit in Vientiane, Laos, PDR today. Highlighting concern over the ongoing conflict in different regions of the world, Mr. Modi said development should be the approach and not expansionism. He said the ongoing conflicts in different regions are negatively impacting the countries of the global south. He said that everyone wants peace and stability to be restored in Eurasia and the West Asia region. He reiterated that this is not an age of war and solutions to problems cannot come from the battlefield. Terming terrorism a serious challenge to global peace and security, the Prime Minister stressed that humanity will have to work together to deal with the challenges posed by terrorism. Our correspondent reports that Prime Minister Narendra Modi was the first leader to be invited to address the East Asia Summit after the host and incoming chair. Meanwhile, Mr. Modi and his Laos PDR counterpart, Sonakse Sipandan, today held productive discussions aimed at further strengthening bilateral ties, including in key sectors of cooperation such as heritage conservation and restoration, development partnership, capacity building, economic, defense, culture and people-to-people ties. India and Laos PDR exchanged MOUs for defense cooperation, mutual assistance in custom matters and on quick impact projects under Mekong Ganga Cooperation. Prasar Bharati and Laos National Television exchanged MOU for cooperation in broadcasting. MOUs were exchanged in the presence of Mr. Modi and Mr. Sipandan. Mr. Modi also called the President of Laos PDR, Thonglong Sisolit. Mr. Modi also met his Thailand counterpart, Pitongtern Sinawatra, on the sidelines of East Asia Summit in Vientiane today. The leaders exchanged views on areas of India-Thailand bilateral relations and ways to forge closer regional cooperation through BIMSTEC. Briefing Media Secretary in Ministry of External Affairs, Joydeep Majumdar, said the Prime Minister attended the 21st ASEAN-India Summit and the 19th East Asia Summit, and this were especially significant this year because it marked the 10th year of the Prime Minister's Act East policy. Saurabh Chandrakar, one of the main promoters of Mahadev betting app, was arrested by authorities in Dubai today. Chandrakar is alleged kingpin of the Mahadev betting app scam. Was arrested following a red corner notice issued by the Enforcement Directorate last year. According to the sources, the extradition process has already commenced and it is expected that Chandrakar could be returned to India within a week. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has transferred more than 225 crore rupees directly to the bank accounts of over 3 lakh families as a flood grant relief through the direct benefit transfer. He transferred the money at a meeting in Patna yesterday. The state government has given 7,000 rupees each to flood hit families under this new resolution of flood relief aid, which was earlier 6,000 rupees per family. This was the second tranche of the aid to the flood affected people. In the first tranche, around 307 crore rupees were disbursed to more than 4,38,000 flood-hit families in the state. In Pakistan, at least 20 miners were killed and 8 injured when an unidentified armed man attacked a coal mine in Duki area of Balochistan province this morning. According to District Chairman Duki, the attackers used hand grenades and rocket launchers in the attack. Meanwhile, police, paramilitary, frontier corps and rescue teams rushed to the spot after the attack. The attack is the latest in a string of violence in the country. It comes ahead of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit to be held in Islamabad on the 15th and 16th of this month. In a significant move towards self-reliance, the Indian Army has rolled out its first overhauled T-90 Bhishma tank, further enhancing its operational readiness. The T-90 Bhishma, the Army's main battle tank since 2003, is known for its firepower, speed and protection. With its overhaul, the tank has become even more powerful and lethal. The body of the missing pilot of the Indian Coast Guard was recovered yesterday, 55 km southwest of Porbandar, Gujarat. According to the Indian Coast Guard, it continued unrelenting search efforts along with Indian Navy and other stakeholders to locate missing pilot Commandant Rakesh Kumar Rana. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.